Little single there from Dick Dickerson, Bucket of Blood. And we heard Mel Ramacca by Thievery Corporation. Greatest Hits came out last year, and that was nice to get a hold of that. And the set started off with the Guy Hampert Trio featuring James Taylor on the organ. And obviously a different James Taylor, okay? Just got to keep reiterating that. The guy couldn't even go to Jim Taylor, which would have been smart. But nah, it's got to be James Taylor. Got to be same James Taylor. And then you're there. Well, he's a killer organ player, though. Man, ouch. Zombo recap on 2023. Right now, this next little section is going to be Surf 45s. All Surf Rock 45s. Most of these are old. Actually, I think all of these are. Let me look. Yep, they're all pretty much pretty old. Well, it's nice scoring all these old 45s last year and revisiting them. Familiar with a couple of the tunes? But some are nice little surprises. How are you guys doing? It's coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. Boy, it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Feels good to be alive. Take a nice deep breath. Feels good. Feels good. This life thing. This life thing is interesting. It is very interesting. It's very fascinating. It's very fascinating. It is. I think it's fascinating. But that's just me. I am very fascinated by it. And I'm very vacillated by it, too. You want to hear a PSA or a promo? No, you don't. You want to hear more cool music. Hang out with me. Yeah, that's right. Just you and me hanging out. Playing groovy, cool music. Recapping 2023. A band I always really thought was pretty much under... well, everything I play on the show is pretty much underappreciated. That's one of the main reasons. I don't know if I'm drawn to underappreciated music, you know? Oh, this music's really appreciated. Well, I don't want to play it because it's already appreciated. I want to play music that hasn't been appreciated yet so people could possibly start to appreciate it. That's all I'm just thinking about is just like, let's just play this and we can all appreciate it together. That sounds like a fine idea. Play some underappreciated music and appreciate it. Doesn't get any simpler than that. Here's Huevos Rancheros with a song called Cindy with an S. Zombo, in your appreciated. I appreciate you listening, too. In your brain. We'll be right back. The life always surprises me. It really does. Music always has a surprise for me. I did not know a song like this even existed. I had a small record label in the 90s and came out with some surf albums. And it was like a compilation. And one was like all Ohio and Pennsylvania surf bands, mostly Ohio. And it was called North Coast Kicks because this guy said, oh, I wrote this song. It's called North Coast Kicks. And he plays it. And I did not know that he had this 45, but this guy named Mark Noon, never heard of it. But it was like a one-off 45, Mark Noon, doing a song called East Coast Kicks. This guy made it an instrumental version. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's really good. And that's a good name for an album, North Coast Kick, North Coast Kicks, like the North Coast. And so, yeah, what happens? What? 30 years later, I find out it's a cover tune. Yeah. And so when I put the album out, I was like, oh, it's an original tune. I don't have to pay any royalties. So Mark Noon, I probably owe Mark Noon in $65. So come get me. I'll fork it over. All right, before that, we heard the Phantom Surfers doing El Aguila, which means the eagle, which that song was written by none other than Lee Hazelwood. Man, what a fantastic human being he must have been musically. Come on with that stuff with him and Nancy Sinatra, all the stuff with him and Duane Eddy, all his solo work. The guy, but it's one of these things where he just spent his whole life working. You know, you're just, sure, you might love what you do, but boy, the guy put out a volume of music. And El Aguila, he wrote Baja, another great surf tune. He wrote a lot of really good surf tunes, as well as These Boots Are Made for Walking, as well as a lot of other nifty, nifty, groovy tunes. Before that, we heard these guys used to be the thing in Cleveland in the 90s, Satan Satellites, or as they would put them in the newspaper, Stan's Satellites. And that was Dope Run from their only 45 they came out with. It was some of the guys from the Beachland Ballroom put together a really wonderful. Boy, when they played live, man, they were cooking. Because I think the guitar player was from like this band called the New Salem Witch Hunters, which I never really particularly cared for. The drummer was like, the drummer went on to go into Uncle Scratch's Gospel Revival, which is a crazy, crazy two-person Cleveland band. But the drummer of that band was the guitarist. No, who doesn't care? It's even stuff that Wikipedia goes, why bother? Before that, we heard a couple of tunes by Huevos Rancheros, Come in Tokyo and Cindy with an S. So that whole last section was all old surf 45s that I had gotten in 2023. And we're into the third quarter of 2023. How much time do I have left here? I have 4 hours left for 2023 third quarter. So that'll definitely take us to the end of the show and then, you know, parts of next week. Then I kick in with the final fourth quarter, which is probably going to be at least another two shows. So I'm hopefully, Massive Music Weekend is going to be coming up in February. That usually comes up around Valentine's Day. And a couple bands I know I'm going to be playing. I love the band Temples. I have the new Temples album that came out last year. I don't know if I'll get to that this week, but I have like three tracks from the new Temples record that came out. And these guys are just, they just are such an amazing music-wise, sound-wise, atmosphere-wise. They're really one of my new favorite bands. Another band that I just got in, I really haven't got anything on here yet, a band called Monster Rally. And Monster Rally, the guy was originally from Cleveland, moved to Columbus. Now he's out in Los Angeles. And I just stumbled across this dude. He's been putting out records since like 2012, 2014. But what he does, this is so awesome. He gets old, like, Exotica records, like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman. Then a lot of, like, real obscure ones. And then he, like, reworks them. And it really is unlike anything else. So when I do Massive Music Weekend, I'd like to at least do Temples. And I would at least like to do Monster Rally. So it's always nice. All right, in comes the mashups. Speaking since we're cutting up music and stuff. So here comes two mashups that I really like that I got last year. And they both feature Earth, Wind, and Fire. Zombo right here in your brain. Let's just knock right to it. What do you say? Yeah, let's switch gears. Now, let me tell you something first. Let me tell you something. How about... what we got here? Herman Freeman Center. That'll break. The Herman Freeman Center for Imagination joins WRCT. They're located on Penn Avenue, right in the smack dab of Penn Island, in the Goddard Field neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Herman Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of this here damn city for over a decade. That's 10 years. Wait a minute. This is from 2022. So this is a surpriser. Because usually when it says like, oh, they've been doing this for a decade, and this underwriting thing's from like 2010. This one's actually from 2022. So it's only 2 years old. So it's brand spank. You can smell how fresh it is. And somebody crossed out Pittsburgh in this. I don't know why. So it said the cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. But somebody must have thought that was redundant and just put out the landscape of the city for over a decade. So obviously we kind of fixed your underwriting. They host a vast variety of events, exhibitions, and regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 or by appointment. You can visit them unblurred first Friday of every month. See, now that is effective. That is effective underwriting. Every Friday, first Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Very easy rules. Information, 412-924-0634. Visit irmafreeman.org. There. That's how you do it. This is how you do it. Yeah, coming the next Hathaway. Good Hathaway reference. How often do you get a Hathaway reference? Huh? Did he do This Is the Way We Do It? I think it was This Is. No, it was Montel Jordan. Montel Jordan? Did This Is How We Do It? I don't know. I got my 90s R. I got nothing like 90s. Nothing like 90s R&B references to really identify with the kids out there. Yeah, this zombie guy's playing all kinds of stuff. But did you hear he talked about Hathaway and Montel Williams, Montel Jones? It was a Montel dude. I think that This Is How We Do It. Coming up next, House of Pain. Yeah, nothing like those 90s references, man. The things that folks bury in the back of their record collection. Hey, what's this? This is a new Kids on the Block record? Oh, no. That was in the house when I bought it. Really? It's got your name written on it. You got hearts and flowers all around Jordan. That was a cute guy. I did get to interview somebody in NSYNC. I haven't interviewed anybody from Kids on the Block yet. But I have interviewed a few folks from NSYNC, and they're pretty down-to-earth folks. You know, pretty fun. You know, one of the dudes was from Clarion, and man, it was a great, great Q&A I had with him. He was just down to earth and just a really cool dude. You know, I really cannot stand 1 minute of, well, Bye 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 is more ironically funny. It's not as This Is How We Do It. And it definitely isn't No Poison, tick, 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 by Bev DeVoe. That's right. Boy, that was a downtime for Devo, man. When they had to get together with Bev and Biv and do that. Because they added a tick, tick, tick. I think that was Jerry Casale doing the tick, 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 tick. So that was Biv Devo. And, yeah, that short-lived 80s crossover of New Wave and 90s R&B. But, hey, speaking of crossovers, mashups, mix-ups, here we go. A couple featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire. And you guys are smart enough to figure this out. Zombo in your brain, 88.3 Zombo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot of Earth, Wind, and Fire mashups for you. That last one was Earth, Wind, and Fire smashed together, of course, with Geese, which I was talking about Geese earlier. I Was Made for Boogie Wonderland. And before that, the Sex Pistols smashed together with Earth, Wind, and Fire. God Save September. Zomba right here in your brain. And let's get into a little bit of this band really came out of nowhere, literally nowhere. A band called the Lucky Stars. And one of these bands that do old music, new style, or new style, new music, or do they new music? Or, it's pretty much a retro band. But it's a pretty neat little tune called off their new record, Everybody's Fool. Well, it's not new. Came out in 2023. But check a few of these bad boys out. I got one by them, and that's who is coming up next. Oh, I don't know. Oh, wow. So then I got a bit of funk coming at you. This is kind of this is a newer funk band called... K-Ray and the Cavemen, and they do the. It's a really cool, like almost like a fused jazz and thing that came out called Philadelphia. And get that coming up too. And that was a really good find too. Then I love how I'm previewing this for you guys, so you know whether or not you want to listen to the show or not. Then I got something from the Montessas from Germany, an old 45 for them that is just pretty sweet. Maybe, oh, yeah, let's follow that up with another 45. So another, actually, I think this is 45. No, this Lucky Stars album was a full album. But then again, let's just dig in. Everybody's Fool, the Lucky Stars, some nice, nice roots stuff. It's new and in your brain, RCT.
Ever since the night you picked me up, all you've done is put me down. The way you talk to me is bad enough, but now it's the talk of the town. Well, everybody says that you're treating me cruel, that I ought to up and leave you. But when you tell me that you love me, I'm such a fool that I always believe you. 'Cause I'm as gullible as the day is long. It ain't no big thing to string me along. People think they've got a right to do me wrong, 'cause I'm everybody's fool. Sooner or later you would think I'd learn that when I look for a match I end up getting burned. Well, at least I'm giving everybody their fair turn, and I'm everybody's fool. Well, I'm getting pretty good at feeling so bad, because it happens almost every day. Although you think as many times as I've been had, I can see it coming a mile away. Well, the more I think about it, seems the less I know. I just follow where my heart misleads me. And it seems like no matter where I go, my reputation precedes me. So if you find it fun to fool me, baby, that's just fine. You wanna take a turn at breaking this heart of mine, you're gonna have to wait at the end of the line, 'cause I'm everybody's fool. And don't start to feeling sorry, 'cause there's no need to be, just because you took advantage of me. Well, at least you're in pretty good company, 'cause I'm everybody's fool. Everybody's fool. Oh, in the dictionary, well, next to the word there's a picture of me. I'm in the dark, but it's easy to see that I'm everybody's fool. And you ain't got a thing to feel guilty about, just 'cause you chewed me up and spat me out. The verdict is in, and darling, there's no doubt that I'm everybody's fool.
meine Blue Jeans und zieh die schwarze Lederjacke an. Und auch die spitzen Schuhe, die man nur in der Großstadt kaufen kann. Ich kämme meine Haare und reib sie mit toller Pomade an. Ich muss dir heute sagen, du bist das schönste Mädchen weit und breit.
Sail me love, she's gone. Havana moon, Havana
There you go. That was Les Terribles from France doing Hetoro. And before that, we heard Los Twang Marvels from Mexico doing Hey Monstro. Hey, Marshall Von Tempe from Germany. We had the Montessas also. So Marshall Von Tempe doing Havana Moon, which is a great tune written by Chuck Berry. That's a Chuck Berry tune. Very nice. Then Girl Do Mustache. Before that, Montessas, also with Marshall Von Tempe. We had Carrie and the Caveman doing Philadelphia, that nice little thing. And the set started off with Everybody's Fool, Lucky Star Zombo still recapping 2023. And I hope to be recapping this thing, putting a cap in its ass for at least a couple more weeks. And we're in the third quarter of 2023, recapping all the stuff that I found, new, the reissues, old 45s that I got again. For example, this next thing. I should tell you some stuff, though. Let's tell you about a show. Chop Shop. Confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday at 5, right here on RCT. And we got Top Secret International. Bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International. Sorry, those off. International Tuesdays, 5 to 6. It's an hour show. How secret could it be for 1 hour? I understand all these. Wow, they never let people do 1 hour shows. You know, a few years back, I'm not going to say back in the day. I hate back in the day. Back in the day is so sad. It's like back. It's like it's basically like the version of like, oh, the good old days, without saying the good old days, because there's never no good old days. There was old days and there was good days, but there was no good old days. There were some good adequate days and some good, pretty good days. But they weren't all good old days. And back in the day, that's just corny. That got old really fast. That's up there with the high five. That's up there with the high five. You know, high five was even out in the 90s. High five. I mean, people still do high fives. They might do ironic high fives. That's the thing. It's the fist bump now. I think the fist bump's going to be around a while. Just due to the fact that the fist bump is very hygienic. There's no handshaking. Handshaking is bizarre. When you think about handshaking, the only reason people did hand or waved, this is how people waved and handshaked was only to prove the person that they're with that they did not have a weapon, like a club or a spear or a gun or a knife or a machete. Oh, yeah, especially if they had a machete. Oh, man, if they had a machete, they'd really appreciate. I'd appreciate having the machete. Yeah. How did I say appreciate? I thought I had a funny way of saying that earlier. I don't know. I forgot. Well, needless to say, the show's just rambling. It's like off the rails rambling. But a machete, that's the thing. So, yeah, you just waved your hands. I said, look, I don't have a machete in my hand. Oh, good, good. Then I'll shake your hand just to make sure you don't have a machete in the other hand. Yeah, but he might have a machete in his pants. If you ever had a machete in your pants, you know how painful that can be. What do we got here? We got, we're okay. Oh, this is, all right. A driver, a personal shopper, a financial manager, nurse, and a daughter. All right, signing up for that gig. Mm-mm. Financial manager, possibly. Because, you know, if someone's financial manager, you can kind of, I accidentally bought that on Amazon with your card. I'm sorry. I'm your financial manager. Oops. So if I manage, that's the thing. Always got to always have a backup plan if you get caught being somebody's financial manager and there's some shenanigans. Anyhow, understand the roles caregivers play. That's why they created AARP.org Caregiving. It's an online resource that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Huh? So there's an expert on how to drive and an expert on a personal shopper. I don't know if I need that kind of expert. It sounds like a big waste of time. But together they can care for other people by caring for themselves, by caring for the ones you love. That's a thumb twister. AARP Caregiving. It's just not for breakfast anymore. All right, buckle up your kids. Don't let them get sarcoma. Have them brush their teeth. Teach them how to ride a bike. What else we got in here? Tell kids a joke. Car seat, drug addiction, gun crime. Yeah, these are laugh riot PSAs they give us. Let me read another show that you won't listen to. I got a funny feeling people listen to the show only listen to this show. They might listen to this show, and they probably listen to Viva La Mock. They listen to Radio 9, possibly Minute Pause. I think that should be about it. If I know the listening audience correctly. You know, maybe couch dancing if they're feeling like they're a bit on the hip side. Oh, or the Jackson, the Courts in Session. Might tune in on that one too. Cuz I don't know. These are like the community member shows and yeah. So hey, cruising the decades, 100 years of music. It's a weekly journey through the audio history of recorded popular music and the sounds of history and all its genres coming to life in one song per decade from 1920 to 2020. Your host, Brad Savage. Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Woo! Man, how'd that guy get that stinky slot? That must be a syndicated show. Because I don't think we have a Brad Savage on this station. You know, I would know. I would know if we have a Brad Savage. You know? Everybody would know we'd have a Brad Savage, especially Fridays at 6 to 7. I'd be getting calls around like 11:30. We're like, hey, is Brad Savage there? Why? Well, he's got this outstanding bill here, and now another Brad Savage here. Is this Brad Savage? Yeah. Well, he hasn't paid his CMU tuition for the past 4 years. We're going to see if we can get some money out of him. So this is a collection agency from CMU. Is Brad Savage there? No, Brad Savage isn't here. But anyhow, he does a time travel journey every week on RCT. So I think it's a syndicated show because there ain't no Brad Savage here. That sounds like a good song. You know, ain't no Brad Savage here. Yeah. Coming up next, we got There Ain't No Brad Savage Here. Right here. And he's got a machete, so I bet you appreciate that. Hell to the yeah. I bet you'd be appreciating that guy, Brad Savage, with a machete. That's so true. Oh. It's this crazy, wacky wordplay that is absolutely forgotten and lost in the ether forever. But what the hey? It's in between some really groovy music. Here's a 45 from the Equals, Eddie Grant's band. Man, these guys were the thang in the, I think, 70s, late, maybe 60s. I think 70s. I Won't Be There. This is the 45. That's some really good hits, man. And then Eddie Grant, man, the guy that pretty much reinvented the Reggae music. But what an interesting feller. I Won't Be There. The Equals, Zombo in Your Brain. Another 45 from this year that's old, but I found it this year.
Keep moving on.